Now, fourth classification, time of taking effect. And here, karmas are of three kinds. One, those that take effect in the present life, i.e., the results of which accrue in the same life as that in which the action was committed. Two, those which take effect in a subsequent life, and those which don't take effect at all. This third category may surprise some people. In some popular expositions, people are very fond of expatiating on the theme that karma is an iron law. They seem to like this expression, an iron law, and that nothing escapes from the law of karma. And they say, sometimes, even if you did a very small, good or bad action, millions of years ago, in some remote existence, you will have to pay. They seem rather fond of this, that you shouldn't ever escape, that you will have to pay. Well, this is not the Buddhist teaching. The Buddhist teaching is that karmas, whether skillful or unskillful, are sometimes, in the course of life after life, cancelled out or counterbalanced by opposite karmas, or just lose their force, and lacking an opportunity for expression or for winning their result, they just fade away, as it were. So no iron law of karma in this sense. Some don't produce any effect at all.